Hello and welcome to the second playtest fight match of Kumite RPG. In last fight, we had the boxer take on the judoka, which resulted in a draw. And this time round, we have the aikidoka versus the capoeira practitioner. So a quick recap of the fighter stats. The aikido fighter has a stamina of 10, a toughness of 11, reflexes of 15, strength of 8, speed 17, balance 13, and agility of 9. While the capoeira fighter has a stamina of 13, toughness of 10, reflexes of 11, strength of 8, speed of 9, balance of 15, and an agility of 17. So we've got two very different setups and two very different styles going head-to-head in this fight. I've changed a couple of rules for this second fight based on what I learned from the first. And that is that the max hit points is now just going to be equal to the toughness score, and that the max stamina points will just be equal to the stamina score. Before there was a multiplier, but as I thought they might have been, they were way too high. So I've reduced those dramatically for this one. The other change I've made for this fight is originally it was going to be 3 rounds of 10 turns to make up a fight, but the first fight... The first round, in having just the 10 turns, took about an hour to play, and that's just way too long. So for this fight, I'm going to do 3 rounds of 5 turns, and that way we get to use some of the mechanics in between rounds, such as resetting your attack level, reclaiming some stamina points, etc. So without further ado, let's get on with Kumite RPG Aikido versus Capoeira. So, rolling for initiative. Aikido, 16. Capoeira, 17. So, Capoeira will attack first against the Aikidoka. The Capoeira, what am I going to do? I think I'll set his attack level to... I want to say Capoeira is probably, it's a flashy art and it's quite aggressive. So, I'm going to make that, say, a 15. No, not a 15. Make that a 5. So by attacking, setting that to that, we've got a 75% chance of attacking on each turn for the capoeira. And for the Aikido is a 100% defensive art. And so for this instance, I'm going to represent that by setting its attack level number to 20, which basically you can never beat a 20. So the Aikidoka will never attack. He will always just defend. But you'll also see in the setup of the Aikidoka, he's got almost all of his defenses counterattack. So that's just a representation of Aikido as a style. And so let's get on with it. So turn one, round one, Capoeira with a 5 to beat on his attack. So will he attack? And he rolls a 9. He will attack. And so let's roll to find out what technique he will attack with. He rolls a 1. So down to Capoeira we go. And attack number one, Asphyxiante. Primary skill of agility, secondary skill of balance, difficulty of 9, and does 1 damage. So let's roll this up. He rolls a 14. Then he gets agility. Now his agility score is 17. Plus, what do we got? Second score is balance, 15, halved and rounded makes 8. Plus, the difficulty is a 9, obviously times the martial art level, which for this fight is 1, so it's always just a 1 for 1. And minus 0 for stamina, because this is the first thing that happened this day, this fight. And we've got, so we've got 31, 39, and 39. Should be better than that. 48. So, Aikidoka will defend. Let's see how he's going to defend this Asphyxiate attack. He rolls a 4. The Aikidoka will defend using the Nikkyo technique. Its primary skill is speed. It has a difficulty of 8 and does 1 counterattack damage. So let's see if he can pull this off. So rolling gets an 18. Then gets primary skill speed. His speed is 17. Plus half his reflexes. His reflexes are 15, so that's rounded up to an 8. This has a difficulty of 8 and there is minus no stamina. So 18, that's 35, 43, 51. And so the Aikidoka's Nikkyo defense defeats the Capoeirans' Asphyxiante attack 51 to 48. So because Nikkyo defensive technique has a counterattack damage of 1, he will now deal counterattack damage, which is the counterattack damage times the martial level, which is 1. And so the Capoeiran takes 1 hit point. And now we assign stamina points. The Nikkyo costs 1 stamina point on success. And the Asphyxiante costs 1 stamina point on a fail. And there we go. Now for the Aikido's turn. He doesn't need to roll because he set his attack level to 20. He will always defend. And so he'll have advantage on his next defense roll. So back to the Capoeiran. Turn number 2. Rolls an 18. So he will attack with number 2. So Asphyxiate again. So the same attack. Just going to write down the fact that he's attacking. He rolls a 17. That's tasty. And then I can just use all of the stats above because it's the same technique. So we end up with 34, 42 is 51, 50 as an attack. Let's see how the Aikidoka deals with this, keeping in mind that he does get advantage because he took a defensive turn last, and he rolls a 4, which means we're doing Nikkyo again. So, rolling with advantage, rolls a 9, and rolls a 1. So just rolling the 9. And again, I can just take all of the stats from the line above because it's basically the same attack and defense combination as last time. The math this time, we've got 26, 34, 42, 41. So this time round, same attack, same defense, but with a much better roll from the Capoeiran. The Capoeiran's attack 50 defeats the Aikidoka's defense of 41. And so the Capoeira will deal damage. And in this instance, the Asphyxiate technique deals 1 damage. So the Aikidoka takes 1 hit point, and the Capoeiran takes 1 stamina point for a successful execution of that technique, and the Aikidoka takes 1 stamina point for failing to execute the Nikkyo successfully. And back to the Aikidoka, who will defend yet again. Round 3, Capoeira rolls attack and gets 12, so he will attack again. Very active. Let's find out what he rolls. He rolls a 5. So Capoeiran attack number 5 is the Armada technique. For anyone out there that's a Capoeiran aficionado, these moves have been selected from a list on Wikipedia. They're placeholders, just to give a technique a name. They're not specific. They're not meant to be a representation of the real names. By the time the game's finished, obviously they will be relevant. But at this point, they're just placeholders. So don't read too much into, you know, the fact that I'm using Armada and it's got these values. I don't know the first thing about Armada. It's just a placeholder for now. So the Armada has a primary skill of agility, secondary skill of balance. It has a difficult rating of 8, and it does 3 damage. Oof. But it does cost 2 stamina points on success or fail. So let's see how the Capoeiran rolls on this bad boy. And he rolls a 16. Great start. Now he's got agility and balance, and I believe that's the 17 and the 8. Difficulty of 8, and he is minus 2 on stamina, which is 33, 41, 49, 47 attack. That's pretty strong. The Aikidoka will defend with number 2, which I believe is Ikkyo. Yes, so the Ikkyo defense. Primary skill is speed, difficulty of 9. It costs nothing if you're successful in terms of stamina, and it costs 1 in terms of fail, but it does not have a counterattack. So he rolls with advantage. Let's see how the Aikidoka deals. He rolls a 10, and a 14. So he gets a 14 on his roll. He will take 17 for speed, 8 for the reflexes. This has a difficulty of 9, and he's minus 2. Oh, I don't think he's quite got it. Let's find out. So that's 31, 39, 48 minus 2. Oh, 46. So the Capoeirans attack of 47 beats the Aikidoka's defense of a 46. So a plus 2 on the roll. So the Capoeiran results in a plus 1 at the end. So, yeah, pretty balanced, I think. I think that's a fair result. Now, the Capoeiran, oof. I believe his Armada technique does 3 damage, and it does. So the Capoeiran gets hit for 3 damage. And in the playtest version of the rules, 3, I think that might possibly be the strongest attack available to anyone. So that's pretty strong. Now, assigning stamina points, the Capoeiran will take 2 stamina points on success, where the Aikidoka on a failed Ikkyo takes 1. So there we go. Back to the Aikidoka. He will defend yet again. And now it's back to the Capoeiran, who rolls a 4, which means he will defend as well. And so will the Aikidoka. Turn 5 of round 1. Back to the Capoeiran. Capoeiran, I don't know what the proper name for a Capoeirian practitioner is, so apologies for that. He rolls a 15, and that's an attack. So let's see what he's going to do. A 4. That brings up the Catello. Again, no idea what this is. These all have descriptions and stuff at the end when it's finally finished. But for now, the Catello attack has a primary skill of agility, secondary skill of balance, difficulty of 9. It does 2 damage. But costs 2 stamina on success and 3 on fail. So as you can see, the Capoeiran attacks, they do a lot of damage, but they cost a lot in stamina. And I think as the fight wears on, that may or may not have an effect. And I guess that's why we're playtesting, to see if this balance is right. So, Aikidoka will roll for his defense, and he rolls a 2. That's an Ikkyo. And will roll for advantage, or with advantage, rolls a 4, and rolls an 11. So, that's that. Oh, hang on, I haven't rolled up the attack yet, have I? No, I haven't. I got ahead of myself on that one, didn't I? So let's roll for the Catello attack on the Capoeiran. He rolls a 4, so not a great roll. Then he gets agility and balance, which is 17 and 8. This has a difficulty of 9, and he is minus 4 stamina. So it's 21, 29, 38, 34. And we've already rolled for the defense, so he will do an Ikkyo. And I believe he rolled a 14 with advantage. So we'll play that out. Then Ikkyo. I should probably label these when I do the math, so I don't have to look it up. So, yeah, he gets 17 for speed. He gets 8 for his reflexes. This has a difficulty of 9, and he's minus 3 on stamina. I think this one's going to work. It doesn't have a counterattack, though. So, if that makes 31, 39, 48, 45, and so yes. The Aikidoka's Ikkyo with 45 easily defeats the Capoeiran's Catello attack, but there was a 4 versus a 14 on the roll. So yeah, 10 difference in the roll resulted in an 11 difference, actually, in the final score. So, to be expected, I think, still well balanced. And that brings us to the Aikidoka's round, and he will defend yet again, and that is the end of the first round. So at the end of the first round, the Capoeiran has 1 hit point versus the Aikidoka's 4 hit points. So Capoeiran is easily winning this fight at this point. The Capoeiran has 4 stamina points as opposed to the Aikidoka's 3 stamina points. So he's slightly back there. Capoeiran winning at this point. Now, between rounds, both players get to reset their attack level, and they get to retrieve some stamina points. So basically between rounds 1 and 2, you get half your stamina points back, round it up, pardon me. And in when we get to round three, it's one third of your stamina points rounded up. So think sort of one over the round number, and that's how many you get. So the Capoeirin will go back to 2 stamina points, and the Aikidoka will go back to, let's see, he gets half rounded up. So half of 3 is 1.5, so he gets 2 back, so he's on 1. Okay. But still has the hit point advantage. And again, they roll for initiative. So let's see who goes first this time. Capoeira rolls a 10. Aikidoka rolls a 19. So Aikidoka will go first this round. And away we go. So, oh, do I want to reset the attack level? The Capoeira is doing pretty good with his attacks. He hasn't really had to defend yet. He's defended once. It's interesting. It's interesting. What would I do? I think, yeah, I mean, because the Aikidoka just never defends, I don't think we really need to worry too much about defense for the Capoeira, and he's never going to attack. I mean, unless obviously you don't know what the new attack level is going to be. I think I'll leave it be. I think I'll leave it be because you want to prepare an attack occasionally. Because the Aikidoka being behind might decide, oh man, I've got to start swinging punches. I mean, I'm not going to do that for this round. But yeah, we'll leave it as it is. So staying with attack level 5 for the Capoeira and attack level 20 for the Aikidoka. So, okay. So Aikidoka will defend on his turn. And now the Capoeira's turn. He rolls a 6, which means he gets to attack. And he rolls a 6 for his technique, which is the Armada. So he rolls a 12. And that will be plus the 17 plus the 8. Now the Armada has a difficulty of 8. And he is minus 2 stamina points. So we've got 29, 37, 45, 43 for the attack score. Now the the Aikidoka, he rolls 2, which is an Ikkyo defense, and he rolls with advantage. He rolls a 1, fantastic, and he rolls a 6. Wow, not really working out for the Aikidoka at this point. Has a 9, and he's just minus the 1 stamina. Okay, so I think this one's going to land a blow, I think. He's got a plus 6 on the roll advantage, and yeah, I think he's still going to win. So it's 23, 31, 40, so 39. And so yes, the 43 of the attack defeats the 39 of the defense, and the Armada will deal its 3 damage. Oof. So that's 1, 2, and 3. So now Aikidoka's on 7 hit points. He's getting his butt kicked by these Capoeiran attacks. Updating the stamina. That costs the Capoeiran 2 stamina on success. Oh, that's not right. Costs him 2 stamina on success. And I believe the Ikkyo costs 1 on a fail, which it does. Okay, round number 2, or turn number 2. I've got to stop saying round, it's turn. Turn number 2, Aikidoka defends it again. So Capoeira rolling for attack. Rolls a 10, he will attack. He rolls a 6, and we're back to the same technique as last time, the Armada. So, rolling for the Armada. Rolls a 17. Man, this guy is rolling so well. Plus all of the other stats. Minus 4 now on his stamina. Now you got 34, 42, 50, 46. Now Aikidoka is going to have to roll well, but he gets advantage. So let's see what he gets. He rolls an 11 and a 19. Man, that 19 could not have come at a better time because he needed that. But again, no counter attack on. Did I roll for the. I didn't roll for the technique. Rolling for the Okidoka's technique. He gets a 3, which is the Nikkyo. Okay. Which does have a counterattack. And I think that's still going to be pretty tasty. I think the Okidoka's got this one. So we've got 36 makes 44, 52, 50. Yep. So the Aikidoka's defense of 50 beats the attack of the 46, and the Nikkyo defense deals 1 counterattack damage. So Capoeirin takes a hit point. The Aikidoka takes 1 stamina point for a successful Ikkyo, and the Capoeirin for a failed Armada takes 2 stamina points. So yeah, the stamina points really starting to add up now. We'll see if that pans out. We'll see if that makes any difference by the end of the fight. We're into turn 3. Aikidoka defends. And back to Capoeira. Rolls a 9. He will attack. And he rolls a 6 for his defense, for his attack. So it's an Armada yet again. Oh, a lot of 6s, this Capoeira. He's rolling really well, actually. He rolls a new page. So he rolls an 11 on his attack. Plus the 17, plus the 8, plus the 8 difficulty, minus his 6 for stamina. And we end up with 28, 36, 44, 38. Alright, rolling for the Aikidoka defense. He's going to do he rolls a 1, so that's an Ikkyo. Rolling with with advantage, rather. Rolls a 15, not bad. And rolls a 17, even better. And he rolled a 1, so that's an Ikkyo. So no counterattack this time, which is a shame because I think he needs these counterattacks because he's miles behind on the hit points. So gets the 17, gets the 8. He gets an 8 for difficulty, and he is minus just 3 on stamina. So he should win this one pretty easily. 34 makes 42, makes 50, makes 47. So yeah, 47 defeats the 38. Pretty handsomely, and no counterattack though, due to it being the Ikkyo defense. So we just update stamina. The Armada costs the Capoeirin another 2 stamina points on a fail, and Ikkyo costs nothing on a success. So now we're really starting to see the stamina points for the Capoeirin is now up to 8, and he has a max stamina of 13. So he's only got 5 more before he starts rolling disadvantage on everything. That means he's out of puff. He's out of gas. So yeah, there's still a lot of fight to go. We're halfway basically through the fight now, and he's kind of getting two-thirds of the way to his, or halfway to his max stamina. So that's, I feel like that waiting's pretty good. Now the Aikidoka, he has maximum hit points of 10, and he's on 7. So if he gets 3 more hits, he's out. So the Aikidoka better start defending, or this is going to be a win by knockout to the Capoeirin, regardless of how out of puff he is. So I think you're going to feel that balance is starting to, that feels kind of right. So turn number 4, the Aikidoka will defend yet again. Capoeirin rolls, and he gets a 12. He will attack. Rolls a 5, and again the Armada. He loves this Armada. He's hitting it every time. So rolling for the Armada. He rolls a 5. That is not great. And he's now on 8 stamina. So that gives us 30. Wow. 30 on the attack, and the defense is going to be another Ikkyo. Rolling with defense. Oh, sorry, with advantage. Rolls a 9. What's the roll better than that? Rolls a 16. So he gets 16. I think he'll defend this pretty easily. And only 3 stamina. Yeah, he'll sing this in. So what is that? That's, pardon me. 33. Makes 41. 50. 47. So yeah, 47 easily defeating the Capoeirin's 30 attack. No damage dealt though, because there's no counterattack on the Ikkyo. Again, it's a shame he's rolling Ikkyos and not Nikkyos or Sunkyo, which is he hasn't had a Sunkyo yet. And the Sunkyo does 2 damage. So it's quite a cool move, but he hasn't had a chance to do it yet just because of the dice rolls. Updating stamina. The Aikidoka takes no stamina points due to a successful Ikkyo, and the Capoeiran takes 2 on a failed Armada attempt. So as he's now on 10 stamina points with a max of 13. So it's a good thing the round break's coming up because he's getting very close to being gassed. Turn 5, round 2. And I think the Capoeiran will need to get his breath back here because he's getting very close. And again, the balance just feels really good. Feels right at the moment. He rolls a 17. He will attack. Capoeiran rolls another 5. Another Armada. Incredible. Same technique every time. Okay, rolls. Oh, he rolls a 1. That is not going to be good for him. And he's also minus 10 stamina. Wow. 18 makes 26, makes 34, makes 24 on the attack. I don't see the Aikidoka failing this one somehow with advantage. And finally, he gets to use his Sankyo technique, which deals two counter-attack damage points, which is pretty cool. Let's see how he rolls. With advantage. Rolls an 18. Nice. And rolls a 12. So he'll take the 18. I was really hoping for some crits on this one, but still hasn't been a crit for an attack roll yet, you know, in both matches. Anyway, Sankyo. Primary skill is speed. I think, yep, that's the 17 plus the 8. This has a difficulty of 8, and he only has 3 stamina points, which is really, really good. He's not puffed at all, as with the Capoeira, and he's going at it, and he's winning, but he's getting close to being out of breath. 35, 43, yeah, 43 makes 51, makes 48. So, yeah, 48 versus 24. The Aikidoka easily throws that offense. I mean, it's a 1 versus an 18 roll, so what do you expect? And he also gets to deal his counterattack damage. So now the Capoeiran takes 2 hit points and is on 4 hit points against the Aikidoka's 7, who hasn't been hit now in a little while. And we add stamina. And again, a successful Sunkyo costs 1 stamina point. A failed Armada, I think, costs 2. Costs 2. Wow. And that is the end of the second round, where hit point-wise, Capoeira is winning 4 versus 7 on the Aikido. Stamina-wise, he's running 12 stamina points with a maximum of 13, so he is so close to being gassed. And once you reach your maximum stamina points, you make every roll, attack or defense, with disadvantage to represent that you're just out on your feet. But he may have a big enough lead. With his hit points, and if he manages to hit the Aikidoka a few more times, I mean, the Aikidoka could be knocked out. So it's still kind of anyone's match, really, at this point. It's feeling good. It's feeling good. So as we go into the third and final round, just starting a new page. We've got hit points, 1, 2, 3, 4, and hit points, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2. Stamina, we had 12, so he regains a third rounded up. So 1/3 of 12 is 4, so he goes back to 8 stamina points. And the Aikidoka, he reclaims a third. He's on 4, so a third of 4 is like 1 and a bit, and it is rounded up, so technically he gets 2 back. So that's interesting, because it's like 1 and a bit, but it's still, the rules are rounded up. So he's going to get 2 hit points back, 2 stamina points back. So that puts him on 2 stamina points, where the Aikidoka, the Capoeiran's on 8. I think that's a big difference when you think that stamina's added or subtracted from every attack and every defense. So the Aikidoka definitely with the advantage on the stamina front. But will it pay off by the end of the third round? Rolling for initiative. Capoeira rolls a 19, and the Aikidoka rolls a 13. So Capoeira will go first in turn 1, round 3. Alrighty, rolling to see if he attacks. Do I want to adjust the levels, the attack levels? I don't think I do. I feel like Aikidoka is kind of playing his long game and it's starting to come back to him. Oh, it's interesting. The Aikidoka, though, if he survives this round, he could win. You know what I mean? Like, if he went 100% defense, the fight's over because no one throws a fight and he wins. What would I do if I was the Aikido? If I was the Capoeira? It's interesting, isn't it? I guess these are the tactics. And I guess in fighter versus fighter mode, that's actually really interesting because you can't really change. I think in fighter versus fighter mode, I can't allow the attack level to be changed because it's meant to go through the whole fight. It's supposed to have no human interaction at all. So I guess I haven't changed the attack levels yet, so I'm going to stick to that rule. In fighter versus fighter mode, there is no change to the attack levels. Okay, so we're remaining as we are. It's still attack level 5 for the Capoeiran and attack level 20 for the Aikidoka. Alrighty. It's the creative process. Here we go. So the Capoeiran has rolled to attack. Has he rolled to attack? I feel like he has. He is going to attack. Leaving gap there. Okay, so he's going to attack. Let's see what technique he's going to attack with. Number one, the Asphyxiate. We haven't had that one in a little while. So he's going to roll for that. And he rolls a 10. So, you know, not bad, not great, 10. Plus agility, plus balance, halves, rounded up, plus difficulty is 9, but he loses 8 because of stamina. That's a big chunk of change. Big chunk of change. So we've got 27 is 35 is 44 is 36. And at minus 8, that makes a big difference at this score at the moment. Aikidoka will defend. He doesn't get advantage because it's the first round, so he hasn't had a chance to prepare a defense, which is kind of silly, but I think that's fair. You roll for initiative, you know. So I think that's fair. And he rolls a 3, which is the Nikkyo, which means there's counterattacks on the table here. But not rolling with advantage this time. So he rolls a 4. And gets the 17 plus the 8. I believe difficulty on an... Was it Nikkyo? It was Nikkyo, wasn't it? And Nikkyo's difficulty is 8. But he only loses 2 on stamina. Oh, it's going to be so close. 21, 29, 37. Oh, that is harsh. 35. So the attack of 36 defeats the defense of 35 by 1. And he rolled a 4. He rolled a 4 without his normal advantage, which he would have got. So, you know, that's dice rolling, isn't it? So, the Asphyxiate attack deals 1 damage to the Aikidoka, who goes up now to 8 damage with maximum hit points of 10. 2 more hits and he is knocked out. Assigning, so the Capoeiran takes another stamina point for a successful Asphyxiate, and the Aikidoka for a failed Nikkyo takes 1 stamina point as well. It's the Aikidoka's turn and he will defend, getting his advantage on his next defense roll. Turn 2, round 3, Capoeiran to roll. He rolls an 11. He will attack. And he will attack again with the Asphyxiate attack after rolling a 1. And he rolls an 18. Oh, look out. That is his Capoeiran has been rolling so well. And he's kind of needed it, I think, because he's, like you see, he's getting real close to being maxed, getting gassed. But this could be another hit and could knock the Aikidoka out, who has not been rolling particularly well on some of his defenses. Anyway, we've got 35, 43, 52, 43. That's going to be pretty hard to beat. The Aikidoka's technique is a 3, which gives him a Nikkyo, which means counterattacks on the table. Rolling with advantage, rolls 16. It's not bad. Needs better, though. And a 4. So we take the 16. And Nikkyo has an 8. But he does have an advantage on that. Oh, again, this is going to be so close. So close. So we've got 33. 33 makes 41. 49 minus 3 is 46. So the Aikidoka does defend 46 to 43. He lost the dice roll by 2, but he won the overall by 3. But the big factor there is the stamina, Capoeira's stamina being at 9, as opposed to the Aikidoka's stamina being at just 3. And again, that represents, the Aikido's been sitting back, collecting himself. He's taken a few hits doing it, but he's in good shape at the end of the fight, as the Capoeira's gone out 10 tenths, and he's done some great damage, but he's definitely getting out of gas. So, there we go. Counterattack for Nikkyo is 1. So the Aikidoka lands yet another punch. So much different. The last game we had 10 whole rounds, so a third as long as this, and there was only 2 hit points for both. And this time around we've dealt 5, 10, so 13 hit points. So a lot different this match to the first one. Assigning stamina points. A Nikkyo on success costs 1, and a Asphyxiate on a fail costs 1 as well. And that puts Capoeira at 10 stamina points from a maximum of 13. Turn number 2. Capoeira enrolling to see if he attacks. He rolls a 1. He will not attack. And I don't think that's a bad thing for Capoeira at the moment. He probably just needs to take a rest, you know. And he will prepare a defense. So that's another round. That's pretty well, that's like good for him. Just that round, that turn passes, and he doesn't take any more damage, and he's a mile in front on hit points, which is the determining factor on victory. So probably not bad that he's rolling defense at this point. The Aikidoka on his turn also rolls defense again, set to 20. Back to the Capoeiran, who rolls a 10. He will now attack. And he will attack with 2. Again, Asphyxiate attack. So, hello, pen. Here we go. So, let's see if he rolls good. He rolls a 13. Not bad. And he's now on 10. 10 stamina points. So, it gives us 30, 38. 38 makes 47 minus 10 is 37. Yeah, that stamina is really starting to have an effect now. The Aikidoka rolls a 5 on his technique roll, so he will be doing a Senkyo, which has a 2 counterattack. And he rolls with advantage. Rolls 17, very tasty. And rolls another 17, wow. Okay, so 17 it is. He gets a plus 8 for difficulty and only minus 4 on stamina. I think he's got this one pretty easy. Makes 34 and 42 and 50, 46. And so, yeah, the Aikidoka's 46 defense easily defeats the Capoeiran's Asphyxiante. And that's on a 13 versus 17 dice roll. But there's a 6 difference or a 6 point advantage in stamina now to the Aikidoka. Who will deal his 2 hit point? Wow, that's amazing. So he deals 2 counterattack damage. Puts the Capoeira on 7 hit points as opposed to the Aikidoka's 8 hit points. Oh, it's so close. Yeah, it's all coming together at the end. So yeah, I think the balance here is really, really good. I'm pretty stoked with it, actually, to be honest. It's these are first draft rules, first playthroughs, and I don't know, it's kind of feeling right. Aikidoka on his third turn again defends and lets the Capoeira set the pace. Capoeira rolls a 16. He will attack, and he attacks with a 3. 3 being the Catello attack. So let's see what he rolls this one up. He rolls a 13, and he gets 17, 8. It has a 9 difficulty, and he is... Oh, I didn't do stamina for the last. No, must do that. Because the Capoeira is getting very close to being gassed. What technique did he do? Oh, I can't remember. I want to say Asphyxiate. I'll just say Asphyxiate because I know it's the lowest one, just to try and keep it fair. So Capoeira will take just the 1, and the Aikidoka Senkyo on a success only costs 1 as well. Okay. Might have to go back and check that. I don't think it's going to make a big deal of difference. I mean, it might, because if it was a different technique with a bigger score, he could be gassed now. But just trying to be fair, I also got to remember to do that. So that's on me. Okay. So back to the Catello. That means he loses 11. And now we do the maths. We've got 38. 38 is 47 minus 11. 46, 36. Yeah, that stamina is having a really, really big impact now. The Aikidoka will defend with Ikkyo. So no counterattack, which is a shame because I think he's pretty well going to defend everything now. And if he gets that counterattack, he can do some damage and catch up and or overtake for the victory right at death's door. But didn't happen this time. He's going to do a Ikkyo, rolling with advantage. 5. Come on, you got to do better than that. And gets a 13. So they're even Stevens on the roll. And they should be even Stevens on all the stats, except for the 11 stamina versus the 5 stamina. Yep, which means he beats him by 6 whole points. That's a 43. So, and the Catello stamina costs 3 on a fail. Dun, dun, dun. 1, 2, and 3. So, no counterattack damage done. Assigning stamina points. The Capoeiran is now on 14 stamina points, which is one above his max. He is now gassed, which means every attack roll and every defense roll is done at disadvantage. That being said, there's only one round left, so it might not make a big difference. But yeah, he's got to the end of the third round, and he is done. He is done. His little lungs can't take it anymore. And assigning, it was a successful Ikkyo, which means it costs him nothing. So the Aikidoka stays at 5. And on his fourth turn, he will defend again because he's a boring defending little boy. Final round. And the best thing that could happen here is the Capoeiran doesn't roll for an attack. And that's pretty much the game over. He'll win by 1 hit point. If he doesn't attack, he will be at disadvantage. And if the Aikidoka rolls for a counterattack technique, he'll probably get it, and he'll probably assign the counterattack damage, and he'll win on the very last move, the very last round. So let's find out. It all comes down to this. The Capoeiran really wants to roll badly here. He wants to roll a 5 or under, and he rolls a 12. He will attack, and he's going to use the technique number 3, which is, again, the Catello. So he wants to roll really well here and hope that the Aikidoka doesn't get a counterattack. He rolls with disadvantage. Gets a 16 and a 9. So he gets the 9. So that makes a bit of a difference. He's also at minus 14. Wow. So his stamina's gone. He's dead in the water. We've got 26 makes 34, makes 43, 39, 29. Yeah, one would imagine the Aikidoka is going to be able to beat that pretty easy with advantage on his advantage. Unless he rolls terrible. Now, he wants to see a 3, a 4, a 5, or a 6, so he gets some counterattack damage, and it might be enough to win the match. A 1 or a 2, doesn't matter. Match is over. So here we go. And he rolls a 4. The Aikidoka is still in it. A 4 is going to be the Nikkyo, which only does 1 counterattack damage, which will make it a draw. Ah, friggin' hell. Unbelievable. All right, let's roll it up with advantage. Gets a 12 and a 18. Well, this is easily gonna defend. Plus the 8 minus like 5. It's like 9 points difference now in stamina. It's crazy. So it's 35 makes 43 makes 51 makes 46. So easily defending 46 against 29. Poor old Capoeiran, he's out on his feet, but he's still swinging like a madman. And the Aikidoka just shrugs him aside and says, whoop, off you go, buddy. And deals 1 counterattack damage, would you believe it, in the last turn of the last round. The Aikidoka deals 1 counterattack damage to put the Capoeiran on 8 hit points. The Aikidoka is on 8 hit points from all the damage that the Capoeiran was able to do to him early on in the game. And we have a draw, which is very interesting. I'm thinking, though, if we go back, who won what rounds? Because I guess in a real fight, you'd be like, Capoeiran won the first round. Easy. Smashed him. And then on the second, it'd be like, did the Capoeira win the second round? I don't know. Can't remember. He definitely won the third round. And I guess in a real fight, they score it on how many rounds you win. Yeah, you win 2 out of 3 rounds, you win the fight. So maybe for my next game, I'll have to keep a track of how many hit points. Actually, you know, I can go back. I've the paperwork right here. All right, so the original rules as they're written now are, it just comes down to hit points, straight up hit points, and in this instance, that's a draw. They'll call that on a draw. 8 hit points versus 8 hit points, thanks for coming. Doesn't factor in stamina, and the fact that the Aikidoku could easily just go out now and have a beer and he's chill while the Capoeira probably needs to have a bit of a rest. So let's see. In the first round, you see the Aikidoku got absolutely pwned. Oh, no, I don't have it. Oh, what was it? I don't want to harp too long because obviously this is a boring recording. It's something I can do off air, but yeah, that's interesting. All right, definite rule change for the next recording. But there you go. Capoeira versus Aikido, a draw after 3 rounds. Can you believe it? Right on the last roll as well. So yeah, kind of feels pretty good so far, doesn't it? All right, stay tuned for the next match.